Two Wellington homes have been completely destroyed and another two damaged after a major blaze last night in Hanson Street. This is in the suburb of Newtown. It spread from one house to its neighbours and at its peak more than 20 fire engines were fighting it. Our reporter Charlotte Cook is outside the burned down houses and is with us. Charlotte, at the Marie, what is going on?
So this morning there is one crew left here just keeping an eye out for hotspots. What I am looking at, I'm on the street outside of the two properties that are fully destroyed. The one on the left is a frame at best. All I can see in the darkness is sort of the outlines of what would have been the foundations of this house. And I'm told the one to the right of it, which is the other destroyed house, was an identical match. So there's a fair amount more of it, but it's still going to be a total loss. And so I can sort of see the actual house itself, but it's still looking extremely damaged. And across the back where I can't see, there's two more properties that were damaged last night. So it's all sort of go here at the moment.
One person was taken to hospital. Any updates on their condition?
No update on that condition, but I'm told that about 40-odd people from the area were evacuated last night. Potentially the person from that's been taken to hospital might have been in one of the initial houses, so the severely, you know, fully destroyed ones, but still unclear on what's happening there. Two officers were injured last night, but they were treated at the scene and they're back on duty today.
We heard earlier from RNZ's John Gerritsen, who actually lives on Hanson Street, that the properties that have been destroyed looked like they were abandoned. Has there been any word at all from any of the owners?
I've seen someone who takes care of one of the houses, and he wasn't so keen to have a chat, but more concerned about their tenants and making sure that they're safe and accounted for. So I think it might be one of them might have still been a rental property, but the most destroyed one was derelict or had been abandoned for some years. So whether there was squatters or who knows, the investigators will be in it. Daylight to work that one out.
Now, as for at the scene, you say there's still some firefighters there. Any particular dangers that they're dealing with?
At the moment, it seems to be traffic is going to be the next danger coming through. This is quite a busy road and it's down to one way, but there's some officers directing traffic through at this point. But I've also got Brendan Wood, who's a senior station officer at the Thorndon branch, and he's right next to me. And I might pass him over so you can have a quick yarn to him.
Oh, thanks, Charlotte. This is Brendan Wood we're about to talk to, senior station officer at Thorndon. Kia ora, Brendan, are you there?
I'm here now, yes. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. But how are you and what is it that your crews are having to face this morning?
The crew that's here with me this morning was the crew that was on last night when we fought the fire just after midnight. So we've gone back to station and had showers and got fresh gear on, and we've come back to do a standby just to make sure that the fire's extinguished and doesn't rekindle.
When did you get the call?
The call was just before midnight last night. I'm not sure the exact time. I think it was about 11 something or other. So the first crews that came from Newtown and City were here initially, and they upgraded to a second alarm when they realised that the fire was quite substantial, and we responded from Thorndon on the second alarm.
It looked at its height like it was a pretty big deal. What was it like to fight?
It was a fairly substantial fire, and being in old wooden villas, the fire spread pretty quickly from one to the other. There was a slight breeze coming across, which pushed the fire uphill to the adjoining property.
When you say that two destroyed and two damaged, how damaged are the houses that have survived?
The one that downhill and the one to the rear have sustained some radiant heat damage. So the one downhill, the fire's got into the building, but we've been able to contain it and prevent that building sustaining too much damage, and the one to the rear has only got some superficial damage.
And those two destroyed, is that completely destroyed, completely gutted?
The one where the fire appears to have started is totally destroyed, and the adjacent house is beyond repair, mostly destroyed.
Now, only one person injured, I guess that's something to be pretty positive about.
Yes, I'm not too sure of the details behind that person's injuries, but they were removed to hospital by ambulance prior to our arrival. A couple of firefighters sustained some injuries as well, but they were treated on scene and back on duty.
What sort of hazards are you dealing with at the moment in terms of those houses and any hotspots that there might be?
The crew that we replaced about an hour ago found a couple of hotspots that they were concerned about. We've been monitoring those. We haven't seen any more activity from them, but we're just keeping an eye on them as well as the wider scene.
And these older villas, any asbestos, anything like that to sort of deal with?
It appears they were both roofed with asbestos corrugated sheets. So we've been keeping clear of them and just being aware that there is asbestos in there. So our actions are around those concerns.
Appreciate your time. Thank you for talking to us. That's Brendan Wood, Senior Station Fire Officer in Thorndon. We were also speaking there to our reporter Charlotte Cook on Hanson Street outside those homes that have been destroyed by fire overnight.